of distraction, all this that's going on for the team and the planning for your game?
I think that anytime you have anything that's off the field, it can kind of pull some of your focus a little bit. But luckily, we've had a long week to prepare, coming off a Thursday game and then having a Monday night game. But overall, I think that we've had that opportunity to where it almost heightened your awareness, because it's so blatant that you know it's going to take away from your focus, so it does the exact opposite. You kind of overcompensate to make sure you stay aware of the game.
Brian, when you face a team like the Buccaneers, a lot of people would say on paper this team is favored, but they do have, as far as their defense, a secondary to run.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you can turn on the film and watch these guys play, they're one of those teams that, unfortunately, a play here or there has resulted in the adverse of them winning football games. They do not play and move around like an 0-8 team. I've been on some struggling teams before, unfortunately, and it looks like, from what I can see, is that they're kind of revived from a new starting quarterback, and he's definitely playing well. And from a defensive perspective, those guys fly around and they're fast. So you turn them on film, I find myself many times catching myself saying, "Hey, who won this game?" And being obviously, we know their record, but they don't look like it on film.
Facing a winless team.
From Darrell Revis, if he knows a matchup like that, because he's one of the best.
Oh yeah, he's absolutely one of the best. And anytime they're willing to put that guy on you, it's an immediate compliment. So, but yeah, he's definitely one of those guys you got to watch more film on when you can face him the upcoming week.
No disrespect to the Bucs, but how much pressure is there to not be the first one to give them a win this season?
I don't think that's really part of it. I think at this point, we went on an 0-4 skid there for a little bit, and we came back and got a win. The first half of the season's over. We know we have 8 more games to go, and we finished off the first, obviously, 4-4. So we want to improve upon that. And to improve upon that, it makes it that much more difficult if you start off with a loss. So we're worried about finishing the second half of the season better than we did the entire first half.
What has Coach done to prepare you for the idea of distraction, the idea that your minds might be on all this other stuff instead of a football game, which would be natural?
Really, being a head coach, he did a phenomenal job. I mean, he really let us know, hey, stick up for yourselves. We had that opportunity. We said what we had to say, and that's able to put it behind us. If we kind of let it keep dragging on and kind of be, stuck in the bag, and we want to say things that we can't, and it just makes it even worse. So then we're just talking in the locker room. Now that we've had that chance to kind of, just say what we've seen the experience, now we can move on and focus on Tampa Bay.
Did he ask you? Sense of the locker room now? Are you guys pulling together more since all this has been out there?
I don't know. I think we've always been a tight-knit group from day one. That doesn't change, anything has changed. It doesn't change who we've been. But I guess in times of hard times, you usually do pull together a little more with your family or your football team of any sort. So, I guess it could, but again, the character and the morals and the leadership of this team hasn't changed and won't change.
Brian, it seems like every 12 hours or so there's just another bombshell. Do you think there's a coordinated effort to bury this team?
No, I don't think there's some big regime to try to bury the Miami Dolphins.
All right, we got one more, guys.
Explain it to them. Every 12 hours or something else that's just huge, just damaging this organization that comes out.
I mean, that's just when you have two sides. Things like that can happen, but like I said, I mean, at this point it's just white noise because we're getting too close to a game. So it's a problem, but it's an even bigger problem if it starts affecting football games.